When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the realities of blind abilities.
Welcome to another Blind Abilities presentation.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Today we had the pleasure of speaking with Blind Joe during a press conference call sponsored by The Voice.
I like that old time rock and roll techno.
No, don't try to take me to a disco.
Joe was fresh off his battle round victory against Blaine Mitchell. Blaine and Joe performed Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. Here's Blind Joe on that competition.
You know, I don't know necessarily that they talked more about how talented I am. It's just kind of more of what I got from the blind auditions, which was that, you know, it's a raw talent thing that I have going on, and I really, really appreciate hearing that. You know, I think as far as growth, I was definitely more confident in the battle rounds than I was in the blind audition because we had Blake working with us, and that was really awesome. And then, of course, working with Blaine Mitchell, who was just such an extremely talented dude, and being able to feed off that solid energy that he has really, really helped me a lot. And, you know, it was a great experience. And, you know, we went into it thinking, you know, no matter what happens, we both want to stay. And we really poured our heart and soul into that performance, and I think it showed. And I'm really happy with it.
Now let's hear from Blaine Mitchell about his experience working with Joe.
From just working with Blake and Blind Joe, we set out just to have a good time with that song. I don't know if either Joe or myself felt like underdogs, but, I mean, he's a super talented dude. We had times that we had to troubleshoot some things just because I was like, hey, Joe, look at the lyrics. And he's like, I can't look at the lyrics. And so just, you know, working through some stuff that I had never worked with somebody like that before was difficult, but at the same time, he's such a cool dude and just fun to be around that we had a lot of laughs and, you know, we overcame a lot of stuff. I know that he overcomes a lot of challenges daily. I can't imagine doing what he does, but he's a talented dude. And so me, I just had to go into it saying, hey, you know, this guy, he can't see anything, so he probably has superhuman hearing, so I'm just going to have to step up my game. And do what I do. And, you know, we, from the beginning, we set out to make it a party and a big brawl, like Adam Levine said. So we brought a lot of energy.
And our own Jeff Thompson got in a question or two.
Yeah, I got a question for Blind Joe. And first, I want to say that State Services for the Blind and all the clients that you've touched base with in here in Minnesota with your technology instruction is just fired up.
Oh, thank you, man.
And, you know, you play a lot of venues across, you know, the Iron Range from Grand Rapids over to Fargo and all over the place. And now you're with a band. I mean, well, I'm not talking big band with horns and everything, but they could have. But you're playing with that type of situation where you got professional musicians backing you, the best in the business. What's that like for you?
Oh, man, it's a thrill. You know, I mean, and you're absolutely right. These guys are the best in the business. Not only are they wonderful musicians, but they're wonderful people and just awesome to hang out with and be around. And, you know, they let me shoot ideas to them and take them into consideration when we do the arrangements and stuff. It's really amazing. It makes you really feel like a superstar, you know, coming from a dude that just kind of gets up on stage and plays guitar and sings songs to getting the big stage with a full-on band like that. And, you know, it feels great. It's an amazing, amazing feeling. And to have all that music backing up my voice is phenomenal.
Last night, it sounded like you were right there in Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, I appreciate the heck out of that, Jeff. Thank you very much, man.
Hey, everybody. I think you all did a great job yesterday. And this is for Blind Joe and anyone else who wants to chime in. I asked that earlier question, what it was like to be with such big band playing and all that. But Joe, uniquely, I've heard your music, and you got a unique guitar sound of rhythm-based songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to transition? Like, if you have an idea for a song and all of a sudden you have these professional musicians saying, no. Or what's it like to change into that?
Well, actually, in that regard, I've been pretty fortunate that nobody has been like, no, dude, we're not doing that. I think I have a pretty decent ear for music. And so, you know, especially like with the blind audition, you know, I added in the steel guitar and we did some stuff with the drums and all that. And they were totally on board with it, you know. All time rock and roll, we didn't really arrange too much other than me playing the Telecaster rather than my acoustic. I had asked Justin, the guitarist, if I could do that. And he said, yeah, no problem. Let me use his axe. And you know, it gave it that, I think, that more dirty, just rocking, rowdy sound. And it was a lot of fun, man. So, you know, people have never really said, oh, I don't like this idea or I don't like that idea. I tried to really, as far as arranging, just work the music around the vocals so that it sounds good to me. And I've been fortunate that other people think it sounds good too. So,
well, that's
other
great. Musicians. It sounds really good.
So, thank you.
So,
man.
All
thank
of you.
You.
You bet. So, all of you get to get your own flavor into what you want to do. I mean, your input is taken in.
Yeah, for the most part. I guess I can't speak for everyone else, but yeah, we especially for the blind audition, yeah, I definitely, you know, was able to instill some ideas, and they were all for it. And
that's cool.
And then with all-time rock and roll, like I said, with the guitar, the electric guitar, and so yeah, I think you know, if they're good ideas and the band is cool with it, then for the most part, you can shoot ideas at them, and they're totally down.
And of course, I jumped in. Yes, thank you. Hey, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Pete, what's happening, brother? How are you, man?
You did great last night, dude. Well done.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thank you very much.
Kind of a two-part question. Part A, how long have you had the nickname Blind Joe? How old were you when you got that tag? And second of all, your blindness is obviously a part of your makeup. It makes you who you are. And I know you don't want any of that to change, but do you find yourself wishing that folks would downplay the blindness aspect of it and start honing in on your pure talent?
Well, the Blind Joe thing, I've been called Blind Joe pretty much, you know, all my life since school. We had a few different Joes in class, and they asked how we were going to distinguish, and I said, well, I'm Blind Joe, and that pretty much was it, man. As far as the whole blindness thing, I mean, no, you know, it doesn't bother me. Like you said, you know, it is who I am, and it's part of me, and it's something that, you know, sets me apart from other musicians. I don't think, you know, there hasn't been a lot of people that have really dwelled on it or made it a big, huge issue. I mean, with a question about blindness always comes a comment about the raw talent that I have. And, you know, it doesn't bother me, man. I mean, it's something that, you know, I guess in the past, I think with all blind people, you know, we can get down and throw pity parties from time to time. But in my case, and especially with the business that I'm in, it definitely helps. You know, you need something to set you apart in this business. And the blindness part of it helps me with that. And so does the fact that I can sing a little bit, you know. So no, I don't. There's never been a time where I've thought, oh, I wish they'd stop focusing on the blindness and start focusing on my talent, because it's usually just kind of comes with the territory, you know?
And your voice is dynamite. Good job, buddy.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Hopefully we can do a podcast soon.
We're ready when you are. Just tell Joanna to hook up with us.
All right, brother.
All right.
Cool, man. God bless you. Today's music.
You can find Joe's live audition on iTunes, as well as the studio version of that tune. Likewise, you can find the live battle round between Blind Joe and Blaine Mitchell, as well as the studio version of that same song on iTunes.
Fellas, way to rock the house. Great
job.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Let's get some comments from our coaches. Let's start with Pharrell.
Man, that was like exhilarating. Blaine, I heard you hit this high note. I think you took it up like a full octave. I was like, okay. Wow.
Thank you.
How you doing, Mr. Blind Joe?
I'm doing great, Pharrell. You're looking good tonight, man.
I didn't expect you to be as soulful as you were.
Thank you so much, man.
I may have to go with Blind Joe, but you guys were both honestly great.
Thank you, Pharrell.
Thank you, Pharrell. Gwen.
Blaine, I'm impressed with you because you kind of had to be the one to work the stage, which was a lot of pressure, and you did a great job.
I appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you.
Blind Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
My son just bought a shirt exactly like that.
Really?
Online. And he's like,
awesome.
He's obsessed with cowboy shirts right now. Right. So.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Is that your family over here?
I'm not sure who you're pointing at, but let's go with yes. I hope whoever you pointed at is good looking.
Yeah, Joe, you're crushing it tonight.
I can't imagine how proud you are right now. It's so incredible how we all are given our own gifts in life, and yours was to sing and play that guitar the way you do so uniquely, and I just feel so lucky to be on the show to witness that. So congratulations. You are incredible.
Well said, Gwen. Adam.
I really wanted to be drunk at a bar, like maybe kind of close to getting in a bar fight. Like, I don't know, there was something really like brawly and like unruly about what was happening up there. And it was awesome. Blind Joe, I love you. You know
Thank
how
you.
I feel about you.
I love you back, brother.
You're
Thank
fantastic.
You.
The revelatory thing for me was Blaine. This dude's a rock and roll star. You were giving me like Michael Hutchins, like in excess, like kind of almost like a George Michael thing. And that made me think, there's something to this dude that I didn't pick up on before. So I really love what you do, too. So.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Adam. Blake Shelton, the final decision is yours, sir.
Well, I guess I'll say first, mission accomplished. I mean, because you just heard Stone Cold Steve Austin down here saying that he wanted to get in a bar fight and at the, you know, drunk and all that.
Isn't that what you do in the country, getting bar fights?
Joe, will you please let me borrow that cane for a second so I can
go
hell out of Adam with it? Okay. Blaine is bouncing around, and Blind Joe wouldn't be quiet in between all of your lines. He's like, sing it again! Sing it again! Come on!
It was rowdy. That's
what
I'm saying.
What is going on up here?
It was rowdy.
What are y'all doing? But it was fun, and that's what it was meant to be, you know? So thank you guys for doing that. As far as singing goes, it was a dead tie. And so now I'm left with the crappy decision of trying to decide what the right thing to do here is, and it's not fun.
All right, Blake, I know you loved them both, but we have to find out right now who is the winner of this battle.
The winner of this battle is Blind Joe. Yeah!
Blind Joe! Winner moves on!
Thank you.
I chose Blind Joe because it's just something really special.
Thank you, dude.
And moving forward, I want to keep him doing some of that rock and country stuff that he loves to do.
When I heard Blake call my name, I just kind of went into shock. Amazing, you know? It's so wonderful to have Leanne here with me. She's been my rock to be making this happen so that we can have some sort of stability in our lives, finally. It's a dream come true.
Coaches, let me remind you, Blaine is available to steal. Blaine, anything you want to say to your coach?
Man.
Stay tuned for an in-depth interview with Blind Joe coming up in the next week or so. And in the meantime, thanks for listening, and let's support Blind Joe as he pursues further competition on The Voice.